Having a fantastic time, as always, here at the Houston Food Bank, and we're with the CEO of the food bank, Mr. Brian Green. Brian, great to see you as always. And, you know, for a lot of folks, these weeks, these months in the summer, it's a little slower at work. Not the case with you, is it?
A lot of times people don't realize that actually summer is hunger season for children.
Yeah.
They're not in school, and for a lot of kids, they were receiving the school lunch and breakfast program, and in the summer that just drops like a rock. So we try to step up. Our kitchen is extremely active. They're starting their work days at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to do the meals as we ramp up to try to do about 5,000 meals through the kitchen alone. And, of course, here out of this facility, we're doing about 6 tractor trailer loads a day. So summer for us is very busy. The volunteer pool is huge during the summer, fortunately for us, because when we're ramping up, we need a lot more people.
Yeah. Give us an idea of how many people are getting served, the service area, because people hear Houston Food Bank and they think, oh, that's a big deal. Houston. It's just the city of Houston, right? That's not the case.
So food banks are regional. Houston Food Bank actually serves the metropolitan area, about 18 counties around the city of Houston.
Wow.
We work with a network of 500 or 600 different charities. About 600 schools are served through our Backpack Buddy program, about 70 kids' cafe sites, and then we serve 3 smaller food banks, our partner distribution food banks in Galveston, Montgomery County, and in College Station.
You know, thankfully, a lot of folks contribute to the Houston Food Bank. The Houston Texans, a small part of that contribution.
I say a very big part of that.
Well, yeah. What's that partnership been like for you?
Well, first off, the Houston Texans, you've got the Taste of the Texans, which is a great event in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
You cut a big check to us. We get player support, which makes a big deal because, quite frankly, the community loves the Texans.
Sure.
And the association with the food bank. You sponsor this. This is the Texans Cafe. Doesn't get quite as much publicity as the Texans Grill, but it is a nice place where the volunteers can have their lunch or their dinner while they're on break.
Yeah.
And it makes a really big difference to us.
It's fun because just so frequently you see players, like you mentioned, coming in. I mean, in the last day or two, Cecil Shorts, wide receiver, he helped donate a big chunk of food to you guys.
That's right, and he didn't drop a single can, which I think bodes well for the season.
That's right. He's got great hands.
Yeah, he's got great hands.
It's one of those great things. Well, what should we know for the future, for the coming months about the Houston Food Bank?
Well, the food bank, of course, we're just continuing to try and gear up because as much as we're doing, we're not meeting the need. And we're really pushing our volunteers. We try to make this facility very friendly for people to come in, and it's worked well. We now have about 70,000 unduplicated volunteers per year. But you can actually we can handle about 1,000 people at once, and we can get more donations of food the more people we have to work it. And so we're really putting the call out. Come here, we give you a good experience, and you'll do a lot of good for the community.
It's true. I've done it. It's a lot of fun, so you should do it too. If you can't do it, hey, you'll take some money, right?
Yeah, we're not turning down donations, but it's also a good way to get to know us.
Yeah.
You know, come here, do this, you'll see what we do, and hey, we might be able to establish a nice long-term relationship like we did with the Texans.
I like it, Brian. It's always great to see you. Thanks so much for coming on with us, and we can't wait to talk with you again.
Oh, Drew, any day.
All right, that's Brian Green, CEO of the Houston Food Bank. Texans Huddle is coming back in a flash.